on Friday morning. Who knows? Now, it does appear that there's a bit of drama over the weekend with Nottingham's Peregrine Falcons. And to tell you a little bit more about that, Erin McDade is from Nottinghamshire Wildlife Trust. Hello, Erin.
Hi there.
I've been hearing that you feel that two of the chicks have gone now, two of the chicks have died. What is the health of the other two?
We're just still trying to ascertain that. We've got the camera team are actually looking at all the footage from this morning as we speak at the moment. That's why the live feed is down. Essentially, we've certainly lost two, but we're pretty hopeful. There's one reasonably healthy-looking chicken and another one that seems to be alive. So it looks like we have still got two in the nest, which, having been watching the camera yesterday evening, is actually, to me, surprisingly good news, because I did fear the worst yesterday with that terrible weather. It looks like the male adult hadn't been back to the nest at all yesterday to do any feeding. I think that's because of the terrible weather. Probably there was no birds to hunt. So I really feared the worst.
And we know that the two are there. Has the male turned up again?
We don't know. We're just reviewing the hours of footage since dawn this morning to see if there's any evidence of the male being back on the scene. And really, that's the news that we need to hear later this morning.
And if the male isn't there, could the female survive on her own? Could she bring them up on her own?
I think it's very unlikely with how young the chicks are. They're still only just over a week old. So for her to be able to leave them in the nest regularly while she hunts, I think would be quite difficult. So I think if the male has disappeared for some reason, we could be looking at possibly losing the whole clutch. But fingers crossed at the moment. Say overnight, I thought we were going to lose them all. But so it's possibly a little bit better news this morning. So we're hoping, we're trying to have a positive outlook.
Yeah. And is there a way that you can assess the health of the two that remain? Because you can only really look at the camera, can't you?
Well, that's it, but actually that means we're in, we're in not a unique position, but a very privileged position, that we're able to look right into the nest. If this was a nest out in the wild, we wouldn't have that opportunity. So, we've got the high-quality cameras. We're looking at all the footage to see each time the female has moved off the chicks to see what they look like. And there's certainly been signs of movement. So there's one reasonably healthy-looking one, and there's been signs of movement from another. So fingers crossed we've still got two chicks.
OK, we'll keep our eye on what happens. Any idea on when the feed might be going back up?
Yeah, we're hoping that'll be back up in the next hour or two this morning. Obviously, we're just aware that there are lots of schools and things watching it as well. So we're just looking at whether to put some sort of information statement on the front page. But yeah, as soon as we've got all that information together, we'll put the feed back up live.
Okay, Erin McDade from Nottinghamshire Wildlife Trust with a bit of an update then on what's happened with